चीनीमंडी.com पॉडकास्ट।
नेशनल शुगर इंस्टीट्यूट अचीव अनदर सक्सेस इन डिराइविंग वैल्यू एडेड प्रोडक्ट फ्रॉम बगैस। नेशनल शुगर इंस्टीट्यूट कानपुर got yet another success in deriving a value-added product from bagasse, which is fibrous material obtained as a result of sugarcane crushing. Every year, Indian sugar industry every year produces 80 to 90 million metric tons of bagasse, which is used mostly as fuel in boilers. For making sugar industry economically sustainable, there is a greater need for reducing dependency on income from sugar and to increase income from any sources through innovation, said Professor Narendra Mohan. We were looking on the project from last 2 years and we have achieved success in producing a value-added product, a derivative of levulinic acid, methyl levulinate, directly from bagasse, which has diverse application in transport sector, medical, agriculture and food industry. While having anti-freezing properties or at high altitude or very cold climatic condition, it is used as fuel additive in biodiesel. It is also used as food flavoring agent in food industry, insecticide, herbicide, plant growth regulator in agriculture and localizing agent and photodynamic therapy in cancer and as plasticizing agent in many other applications, it added. The present methyl levulinate is produced from levulinic acid, and since the market price of levulinic acid is much higher, being about 500 to 800 per kilogram, the cost of production of methyl levulinate is also very high. We were trying to explore possibilities of developing a techno-economic process using abundantly available cheap raw material, and thus we explored the possibilities of using bagasse as raw material, which is sold at 2 or 3 per kg only, said Dr. Vishnu Prabhakar Srivastava, Assistant Professor of Organic Chemistry and Project Supervisor. Bagasse is composed of cellulose, hemicellulose and lignin, and we have utilized only cellulosic part, and thus remaining fractions may be used for only purposes. We adapted selective alcoholysis of bagasse-derived cellulose using acid catalyst under autoclave condition, said Mr. Tushar Mishra, research scholar, and Dr. Chitra Yadav, research assistant. Product characterization has been carried out through mass spectroscopy, NMR spectroscopy, gas chromatography, FTIR spectroscopy and thin layer chromatography, and the same has been found to be comparable with commercially available methyl levulinate produced from other raw material. Considering the growing market availability of cheap raw material and yield of methyl levulinate being about 5% of the raw material, that is bagasse, we accept that it would be possible to reduce the cost of production significantly so that the design utilization may be made by different sectors, said enthusiastic Professor Narendra Mohan. We will scale up the experiments to get better idea about the yields and cost of the production. A patent shall also be filed shortly by the institute, he said.